no noise, perfect signal. You know, I can tell the difference between the higher output and the lower output, but it's really not needed. But it's nothing like it was before. You're unintelligible, and now you're, you know, Q5, entire copy, no noise.
Okay, very good. I'm much happier using the radios than Echolink. I mean, Echolink is a great Band-Aid, but you can't imagine how bad it was to wait for someone to drop the carrier long enough to be able to enable Echolink. You know, there was a half hour going on it just did never drop. You know, I kind of feel the poor guy's pain who use Echolink because they're located far, far away. It's something that we all have to be a little bit more cognizant of.
I know, you did a yeoman's job. I know about the timing of using Echolink and when to push the transmit button and when to not, you know, it's, and the other people having to wait an extra 3 or 4 seconds, it's unnatural. You know, that's the word I could use. It's unnatural. But now you're coming in fine, no problem, just like, you know, you've been coming in on every other TechNet except tonight.
Okay. Well, can I tell you, I hope it won't happen again, but the problem is if it could happen once, unless someone figures out what's happening and makes it impossible to happen again, it can happen again and again and again.
That's the thing about computers, you know, I always say that. You know, if it happened to me, it's got to be happening to other people too. So, but perfect copy now. Could you go back to your higher power for a second?
Okay, this is about as much as the 7100 can pump out.
Okay, not much difference. A little bit of noise underneath your signal, but perfectly Q5 readable. No hashing sound like there was before. No in and out like there was before. I don't know. It seems like there's an on-off switch somewhere. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, way, way back, there used to be something I called an AC2GS filter that when I was on audio, for some odd reason, the repeaters just wouldn't pass through my transmission. And I went crazy and tried all different radios. I think at that point I tried 3 different radios and 3 different antennas because I had 3 antennas. Now I'm down to just 2, unfortunately. But usually I get the same responses. I get some guy who isn't kind of understanding that I live next to Coney Island. It's the tip of Long Island. It's the farthest point. So if people can hear and be heard on the repeater in Queens, that's not the same distance. And also, inevitably, someone in the chat room tells me that he's confused because the audio stream that I stream on the Internet, my voice is noise-free. So where the hell am I getting the voice from? And I have to keep on reminding people the voice is coming directly from my microphone, the radio, into the computer. It's not going through RF. So whatever I say, even if the transmitter was blown, people would hear me on the stream.
Well, there was a little noise. It's funny. A little noise faded in and faded out, and then towards the end of your transmission, and faded in and faded out again. So it happened twice, but it certainly didn't block out your signal by any stretch of the imagination. So you're 100% copyable, no dropouts, no hashing noise, just a little bit of noise towards the end, but that could be, you know, conditions tonight. They're pretty blustery, and actually heard Limark, Connecticut repeater on the 8.5 machine. I thought I was listening to Limark, but I wasn't. I was listening to these Connecticut guys. So that may have something to do with that little bit of noise towards the end of this most recent transmission. But your Q5, 100% copyable, no problems whatsoever.
My rack and tighten connections and test things and do all kinds of things. Because at the very beginning, like anyone, I said, gee, what did I do now? But as the time went on and I tried multiple methods of getting through to the repeater, I became unfortunately aware that it wasn't me, it was the repeater. So hopefully if there's something loose, someone will go up there and tighten it.
I have to on the hour. I don't know, Roy. It's back to the Eric days of a mystery. But all right, I just wanted to. I had a little bit of a feeling that you might be fine now, and you are. So my feeling was validated. And I'll tell you, my signal, I listened to last week's TechNet, and my signal seems to have an exorbitant amount of noise under it, and yet during the week people give me full quieting reports, so I don't know what that's about, but there seems to be, maybe you're just tolerating it on my signal, and Lee told me they're putting in a duplexer, this week or next week, which is what the link, to Selden needs. So I don't know. I don't know who to believe, but I'm aghast when I hear myself on those recordings because there's a lot of noise on my signal, which you, I think, very politely don't recognize. So, all right. Well, good to hear you again. And, do you want to try the other radio once, or do you know enough now?
Yeah, you sound noisy now there, sir.
Yeah, no, I don't need to test anymore. I tested both of the radios on you. When the first time that I switched away from Echo Link, I switched to the FDM 400, and this is the ICOM 7100. The only one left is the Flex radio that doesn't have an antenna paired with it for the time being. So I'm good. I'm glad you gave me the opportunity to test it again, because inevitably what would happen is I test it tomorrow and people would say, I don't know, sounds fine. But as Jeff mentioned, you got about 25% noise, but I understand everything you say, so it's okay.
Well, 25% noise is unacceptable. I just hope when they make this upgrade to the Selden repeater that that noise goes away. 25% is too much because I am on high power, I think. Hold on, let me just check.
C2SDP.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, Roy, how you doing? The gentleman here, the Selden repeating, you're crystal clear coming out of Selden. I'm on a little handheld on the South Shore, also on the Selden repeater, and you sound crystal clear to me. So I have a feeling it's a link problem. And Roy, your problem definitely is some kind of outside interference. It has nothing to do with your equipment, which I think you already realized. It's definitely a noise that knocks you out, because you can hear your signal, you're just getting stepped on, and it's not just another radio stepping on you, someone being nefarious. It's something else going on. It's something electronically in Brooklyn that's knocking you out, I think, at times.
Well, it's possible, although, I don't know, it is windy where Glen Oaks is, so maybe the antenna is shaking a lot. It's one of those four quad-folded elements, so one of the elements pointed towards Coney Island could be deviated a little bit to the right or the left. I don't know what kind of a signal just kind of completely kicks the hell out of my transmissions. It keeps my reception nice and toasty. I mean, they are different frequencies, but I don't know. In the old days when I had my third antenna, I would pull up my Flex and look at the whole spectrum on 2 meters and see if there's any wonky signals running around. But unfortunately, that antenna is not quite up to snuff these days.
KD2VHD.
Yes, Jim.
Again, nice job, Roy. I learned a few things tonight about how to keep a net functioning in the face of adversity. Because between you and Andy, it wasn't completely seamless, but it was nearly so. He took over where you left off. I learned a lot of things listening to how it went down that, aside from the technical nature of the thing, there was the human element that was pretty impressive. The net functioned, and I thought it was something to be admired.
Well, thank you, Jim. I do appreciate it. I was kind of taught in my early years in medical school that, you know, when you go to a cardiac arrest, the first pulse you should take is your own. Once that's okay, you jump on it and with all your vim and vigor. So, I was glad Andy was there and available, and he was able to take up the slack until I discovered that EchoLink would work for me. So thank you for appreciating all of our efforts.
You're very welcome. I'll pass it off to the next one.
Okay, Jim, thanks. This is Rich, WTEC. Thanks for the signal report. It's got to be the link, because the Selden guys give me, like Jesus did, a full quieting report, and yet when I listen to my signal coming into Roy's receiver, it's got a lot of noise. It's 25% or more noise, so it has to be that my transmission is not getting back to Glen Oaks in good shape. But thanks for letting me know. I think Roy and I are both relieved now. So, all right, Dr. Roy, it was a great job. It did seem seamless just with a few seconds delay, and that's pretty tough on EchoLink, I know. So, good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Whiskey T, Bravo Zulu.
Yes, indeed. This is AC2GS, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully, the new duplexer will help your linking signal with Glen Oaks, and hopefully they'll find whatever is loose over at Glen Oaks and tighten it a bit. Again, this is AC2GS. Thanks to everyone who stuck around for the technical bet despite the hiccups. And I hope everyone comes back next Sunday when we try and do it all over again. This is AC2GS, and I will be clear.
One more quick thing, Roy, K2STP.
Yeah, Chris.
I was looking at your website with I forgot the name of the characters that you put up. You said it was 60 characters. There's only 59 there. What am I missing?
Well, let me take a look. Maybe I dropped one.
Kind of expected to see a zero. You know, 0 to 59 would be 60, but there's no zero
No, you're not going to see a zero. As I mentioned earlier, the zero was a relatively modern creation. The closest you get are just kind of placeholders, where if you write them in columns and you know what you're doing, you can keep the places in order. But if you don't know what you're doing, you misplace the places, and then you get numbers that are completely insane. And there are some people who believe that the biblical age of people were inflated because of problems translating sexagesimal to base 10 that the Israelites had. But there was no zero until the days of algebra in medieval times. It was an Indian invention prior to that, brought over to the Muslims during the great golden age of Muslim civilization, and then taken up by the Europeans in translated books from Arabic.
You know, I did not know that. I did not know there was no zero prior. That kind of throws my entire career out the window of ones and zeros. But yeah, you only have 59 there. Are you missing one?
Oh, I got to look it up. I mean, I tried to get the most legible table I could find. There were other ways of arranging these things that was more difficult on my eyesight to perceive. So I just went with this one, but it is a base 60 number system. But see, that's the point. Base 60 doesn't base 10 doesn't mean that there's 10 unique numbers. Base 10 means that there's 9 unique numbers. So the same way base 60 means there's 59 unique numbers, right?
Yeah, but that always bothered me. It still bothers me. Because the base 2 has two numbers, 1 and 0. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, but you have to keep in mind that 0 was an invention of about 2,000 years after they did this. So there's no 0.
It still bothers me. Doesn't make sense. But anyway, thank you, Roy. And have a good night. You did a great job, as the others said. I appreciate it. Thank you. And have a good week. K2SDP.
Well, thank you, and thanks for keeping me company there on in the chat room. It was a busy chat room tonight. It hasn't been this busy for at least a couple of months.
Well, absolutely, that chat room was crazy tonight. Never seen anything like it. All right, take it easy.
Okay, once again, for the third time, third time's the charm. AC2GS, and I am clear.